Thank you for sticking around Mile High Magazine Sunday morning. I am Murphy Houston, and joining me now is Annie DeWire, the Area Managing Director for the Rocky Mountain for St. Jude's Hospital area. And Annie, welcome to Mile High Magazine today.
Hi, Murphy. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, we love talking to you guys. Well, anytime, especially around the holiday time, you got a lot of things going on. But for those that don't know, don't see all the TV ads you guys run and all the help you're doing for kids, talk about St. Jude Hospital a little bit. What's a little history behind it, perhaps?
Yeah, thank you so much for that question. You know, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is truly leading the way that the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. We have one mission, and that's finding cures and saving children. You know, our founder, Danny Thomas, had this crazy dream that he wanted to open a hospital that would be open for everybody, and that families would never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, or anything. And so a lot of people looked at Danny Thomas as this crazy guy, but he was so determined to make this hospital a thing that he got all of his friends and his family behind this. And on February 4th, 1962, they were able to open the doors of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And was it really a big day for us, and that this hospital is not only a regular hospital, but it's a research hospital. So all of the research being done at St. Jude, we're able to share that freely. And so all of the money that is raised for St. Jude truly goes back to our families and helping them with their treatment and travel.
Well, now, Annie, if I'm correct, there's no charge for them to come to the hospital, to stay at the hospital, to eat at the hospital. I mean, everything is covered.
Everything is covered. So again, like, these families are finding out that their kids have cancer or other life-threatening diseases, and they don't have to worry about anything. And so that includes treatment, travel, housing, or food. I mean, once they get to Memphis, Tennessee, you know, they are given grocery cards. They are given toothpaste, toothbrushes, deodorant, a place to stay. So again, all that they need to do is focus on their child getting better.
Well, and how is that so needed? I mean, can you imagine if your child is that sick or you get into St. Jude, you don't want to have to think about that other stuff, do you? You want to focus on your child.
Exactly. And we want to make that so important for the families, because that's all they should be focusing on. And so, again, every dollar raised for St. Jude truly goes back to these families because they need it the most.
Absolutely. And talk about the medical people involved. I mean, there's so many, and not just from maybe around Memphis, it's around the world that these doctors and others get involved with the research.
It truly is. I will say St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is a place that doctors and nurses and a team really wants to go to work, because again, they're leading the way that the world understands, treats, and defeats childhood cancer and other life-threatening diseases. They are focusing on finding a cure for cancer. I mean, we opened the doors at St. Jude in 1962. The overall survival rate was at 20%. We are now at 80%.
Wow.
But that's still not good enough, right? We want to make sure we get to that 100%. And so it takes all of these doctors from around the world to truly help us get to that point.
80%. That's a pretty amazing number, though. 80%. Oh. I know we want 100%, but 80% is on that way there.
Yeah, and we're so proud of that number, too. And, you know, I think what we're really starting to focus is on our global initiative, because we're finding that in other countries, you know, they're still at 20%. And so we're helping them focus on that research and focus on that funding to help them to get to that 80%.
So I think that's important to people to know, too. The research you have to successfully cure these youngsters with cancer doesn't just stay at the St. Jude's Hospital. You share the wealth, don't you?
We sure do. And this is probably my favorite question that we get asked is, again, we're a research hospital. So all of the research that is being done at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is freely being shared with hospitals and doctors in the United States, but also around the world, so that they're getting the latest and greatest research and protocols as well.
But that takes a lot of money, doesn't it, Annie, to make all that happen? So how does that happen? Where do you get all your money?
Gosh, well, we are so lucky with our donors, honestly, again, around the world that give to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And so we have various events that folks are able to give to, which is which could be our St. Jude Dream Home giveaway, our Country Cares Radiothons that we'll talk about here in a little bit, anything from youth events to fitness events to focusing on just donating to St. Jude. You know, I think there is an opportunity for everybody to give to St. Jude.
Oh, there certainly is. And let's talk about that now. We have a sister station here, KYGO, which is a top country station across the country, and they have a huge partnership with St. Jude. And explain how people can get involved with that, because it's coming up.
Oh, gosh, we are so excited. This is one of our biggest events that we do year-round, and so we are so grateful for KYGO. They really have been partnered with us since the beginning, but save the date for December 6th and 7th from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., and really tune in to Tracy and Fizz and Sean and Sheena and the entire team. They're going to be talking about the mission of St. Jude and what we do and hearing stories of our families. And then asking for a donation of $19 a month, which is a partner in hope, on a credit card. And this is an opportunity you won't want to miss out. You'll get a really cool T-shirt. You'll get a hoodie. You'll even get a ticket to a partner in hope concert. So really grateful for their support over the years. I know they've raised millions for St. Jude, and honestly could not do it without them.
Oh, they have. They've raised how many millions do you think? Holy cow, as long, I've been in Denver a long time, and they've been doing this a long time, and it's well over a million each year they do it.
Oh, they go above and beyond for us. I mean, back in 1989 is when our Country Cares programs truly started, and it all started with Randy Owen with the band Alabama, and he saw that there was an opportunity within the country music space to help support St. Jude, and so Randy actually called KYGO himself over 30 years ago, asking them to be a part of this opportunity. And KYGO didn't even blink, hesitate, or anything. They knew this is something that they wanted to do. And so we've had this amazing partnership with them ever since.
Well, I'll tell you, our company that owns KYGO and KOSI, where I work, and The Fan and ESPN Bonneville, is all about community and really all about helping others. And that's why KYGO's partnership with you has gotten so big. And you know what? It's going to get bigger. I get excited every year when you do the fundraising through KYGO to see what the amount's going to be. And we'll find out next week. It's going to be big. I can feel it.
Oh, I feel it too. And again, this community has gone above and beyond for us. And we just could not ask for better support in this area. And so thank you to everybody that's listening or that's planning to listen to the Radiothon. It truly is a very special 2 days to us.
But you guys have a lot of other events right here in Colorado too, don't you, for St. Jude Hospital?
Oh, we sure do. So in addition to the Country Cares program, we have our St. Jude Dream Home giveaway, both in Denver and Colorado Springs. And then we have a St. Jude Walk Run that we focus on. That's typically in September. And then we also have a gala that happens in June. So we kind of hit a little bit of each bucket.
Well, you guys are busy. We're talking to Annie DeWire, the Area Managing Director for the Rocky Mountain Region for St. Jude's Hospital. And let's talk about that a little bit, Annie. Everybody's thinking, well, I thought St. Jude Hospital's in Memphis, Tennessee. Why are we so local? What's the local connection to all of that? Maybe you can explain.
Yeah, thank you for that question. And that is so important for us because, as I mentioned earlier, our research is here. So St. Jude is a research hospital. So all the protocols, research being done at St. Jude is shared freely with hospitals that are right here in Colorado. Not only that, but if they're not able to get treated, you know, here locally, that's when they go to St. Jude. It truly is the sickest of the sick kiddos. So we have families right here in Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, you name it, that are being impacted to St. Jude, that are getting treated there with the best care possible.
Well, and then that's another good question to find out. And there might be parents that are going through some trauma or know of a family member that can use the kind of help. How do the children get involved with St. Jude? You just can't walk in and say, well, here I am with my child. What next? There's a process, isn't there?
There sure is. So a couple of things that we look for. One is that they have to be 18 years and younger because it really is, again, focused on kiddos. The second thing is they have to be referred by a doctor. And then the third thing is it needs to be something that we're studying at the hospital, because hopefully we already have a protocol or research done that we're able to share with kids here, because we want them to be able to share or stay with their family and their friends if they're able to. And again, it's really if the sickest of the sick go to St. Jude.
Well, for sure. And can you have any stories maybe that children from Denver that have made it to St. Jude for the help that they offer there?
Yeah, we have a handful of families that we work with that are impacted by St. Jude. And so one specifically that comes to mind, her name is Kaylee. So back in 2014, Kaylee was getting really bad headaches and, you know, just wanted to sleep. And so her mom knew that something was not right. And so her mom took her to the hospital and they ran a couple tests and they're like, you know, she's kind of at that age where, you know, she's she's growing up. This is pretty normal. We see this in teenagers. You know, just keep an eye on her.
Right.
And so they went back home, and it just kept getting worse. So her headaches got worse. She didn't want to do anything. And gosh, at this point, you know, she was still, you know, that age where she should be out with her friends and her family and having fun. So they brought her back to the hospital where they did a CAT scan, and they quickly found out that she had a brain tumor.
Oh, boy.
I know, which I can't even imagine hearing those words.
No.
So those parents are like, what do we do from here? What should we do? So they were actually transferred to a different hospital here in Colorado, where she went through surgery, and after surgery had a very, very low chance of survival.
Oh, boy.
And again, at what point you're like, okay, what do we do from here? What are our options? And so, you know, they go online, they're talking to their doctor, and then they get a call from St. Jude Children's Research Hospital from Dr. Pui, who is a world-renowned doctor that focuses on brain tumors. And he said, hey, we have a spot for you. You guys got to get out here as soon as possible. And so this family of four, they packed up their entire van, and they actually decided to drive from Colorado to Memphis, Tennessee. They got there in the middle of the night, but they were surrounded by an entire team of doctors and nurses, everybody there to help her focus on getting better. And they told them that they're going to cure their child, which, again, is exactly what you want to hear. And they didn't have to worry about any of that travel, treatment, anything once they got to St. Jude. And so at St. Jude, Kaylee went through chemotherapy and radiation.
Oh, boy.
And honestly went through all of it. And that year, she was able to go home right before Thanksgiving and spend the holidays with her family cancer-free.
Honest to goodness, that's an unbelievable story. And that's just one story.
That's just one, yes. Honestly, it could happen to anybody, your neighbor, your friend, your family. Like, cancer truly impacts so many people.
Well, let's talk about how people can help St. Jude. I know we got the big radiothon coming up with our sister station, KYGO. What else can they do?
Yeah, so definitely call in to become a partner in Hope and help us with those donations. I think that is so important. But also the awareness piece. If you're not able to give, you know, there's opportunities to help us spread our mission, you know, that finding cures and saving children. And share what St. Jude does. Share that families never receive a bill. Or, you know, help us support whether it's our St. Jude Dream Home giveaway or our walk run or our other initiatives, too. You know, I think there's really an area of opportunity for everybody.
Well, it's like you say, you don't want that to happen to any child, but you don't know if it could happen to maybe your child. So let's try to help another family out. Not necessarily from Denver, anywhere, right? Anywhere in the world can end up at St. Jude's with the help they offer there. Is that right?
Exactly. And again, that could be anybody from Colorado to California, Florida, Tennessee, but again, around the world, because we want those kiddos to live and give them a chance to do that. And St. Jude does that for our families.
Well, and the nice thing, there is no pressure from St. Jude. Okay, let's say you get there one day and you say, oh, you got 2 weeks to get better, otherwise we got to make room for somebody else. That doesn't happen, does it?
That does not happen at all. I mean, again, St. Jude truly thinks of everything. So they have housing facilities right on site, 3 to 4 different ones. So there's one for, you know, if you're going to be there for 2 weeks, if you're going to be there for 2 months, or if you're going to be there for 2 years, there's opportunities for you. And they really make it as comfortable as possible. So they'll have a kitchen, so you'll be able to cook, or grocery cards, or, you know, if the parents just need to, you know, get out for a night, they're able to watch their child so they can go have a night out together. You know, they try to make this as comfortable as the families as possible, given what they're going through.
And they do a great job. Okay, Annie, give us the website now. That's kind of maybe where it starts for some people or that want to give money or wonder about help for a child. What's the website?
Yeah, so they can definitely check out the one for Partners in Hope, and that's just stjude.org/KYGO. Let me double check on that one. But they can also just go St. Jude, Colorado, and get all of our information there of what we do. And again, that will include our dream home. That will include our partners with radio, the walk run, et cetera. They can get all the details there.
Annie Dwyer, keep up the good work. You're so enthusiastic and so passionate, and what a belief you have to help St. Jude's Hospital. Keep it up, kid.
We could not do it without partners like you guys and KYGO coming together to truly support the mission of St. Jude. So just know how grateful we are for you guys and this amazing community that we live in.
Thanks, Annie. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you guys for listening to Mile High Magazine. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.